Hi, everybody. Time now for our Community Corner on KQWC. Well, coming up on the weekend of April 19th through 21st will be a delightful presentation by a group of talented Webster City High School students. And this is Disney's High School Musical on Stage. About three shows in all. That's coming to the Webster City Community Theater. And it's my pleasure talking with some of the cast members, including its director that's coming up. And I am speaking with a person I had a chance to work with last summer in the production of Sound of Music. And this is
Greta Nelson.
Greta Nelson, good morning to you, Greta. Good to see you back here again. So fill us in on the show, Greta, that's coming up April 19th through 21st.
Yeah, so Disney's High School Musical is going to be held at Premsa High Auditorium at the high school. It features a cast of about 32 students on stage and rounds out with more students and adults helping us backstage with a live pit, great sound system, everything in the within the last 20 years, what I've kind of noticed, what I've read about or seen at Premsa High, is this is probably like our biggest show we've had in a long time within this auditorium. So big set, big cast, a well-rounded crew. So we're just really excited to present our hard work to our community.
Didn't we have a show like this maybe about 2 years ago, Greta, to your knowledge?
Or we did Schoolhouse Rock Live two years ago, and we're coming out of the pandemic at that point. So meeting the students where they're at and what we were able to do in the stage on stage at that time was definitely different. And now I think the difference is this year we have more adults that are kind of on board helping us run things smoothly. We have Candace Ruby helping direct on the drama side of things. Lindsay Henderson, amazing choreographer that brought this show to life. Mm-hmm. Dave Parrott, sound engineer. So just to name a few of, rather than me doing this all by myself, having a team there to work together and build something this fantastic has been really enjoyable.
This brings back memories to shows we did at the old Webster City High School Auditorium. They did, Bye Bye Birdie and I think Hello Dolly, if I'm not mistaken, when I was in high school nearly 50 years ago. Yeah, hard to believe so. And this is based, Greta, on the original productions, the movies that the Disney folk came out about 20 or so years ago.
Right. Yeah, 2006. And so you mentioned a lot of these classic titles like Hello Dolly and Bye Bye Birdie. I think just doing something like High School Musical is really, I think, relatable to the high school students. A show that's more modern. Its message, I think we all can relate to, like embracing who you truly are and learning what you want to do and, embracing those hobbies and passions.
Very good, Greta. Well, we have some of the cast members here with us today as we're doing our interview. Who wants to start off first here today? They're looking, you, me. Who do we have first here?
Hi, I'm Caroline Ean.
Caroline Ean. So, of course, your mother is a physician here in Webster City, Dr. Ean. So let's find out a little bit about yourself and your role in there, Caroline.
I'm playing Gabriela Montez, and she is the romantic lead of the show. She's new at the school, trying to figure herself out.
And this is your first time on stage, or?
No, this is my sixth production at the high school, and I've been in many of the community theater productions as well.
Were you in Sound of Music last year?
I was not.
Oh, you're not? Okay. No. Yeah, that was a fun show. So what's your future plans? You're a junior, right? What's your future plans are you looking at right now?
I'm planning on majoring in something vocal, probably performance. And I've been looking at schools like Wartburg, Northwestern.
So Northwestern in Northwest Iowa. Is this the one in Evanston, Illinois?
In Evanston, Illinois.
In just outside Chicago. One of the Big Ten schools. Well, thanks very much for joining me this morning. Thank you. Who's next? Someone's got to do it.
I'm up, Pat.
And who is this?
I'm Rebecca Kenville.
Rebecca, let's find out about yourself.
Okay. So, I'm a senior at Webster City High School. Although I haven't been involved in high school productions before, I have done the Webster City Community Theater. I'm a senior, and I'll be graduating with my Iowa Central AA degree, so once I head over to University of Iowa, I'll be jumping right into my major. That's going to be political science.
Good for you. Have you performed on stage before? Or?
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Really?
Yeah. I used to do Camp Creamery when...
Yes. Yeah. Sadly, that is no longer operating, but I know that the Webster City Community Theater, they're looking at a possibility to have something this summer, kind of a camp. in a way. So that should be exciting. Yeah. But and you're planning, would you like to do some more shows coming up next year?
I probably won't do any in college, but maybe in the summer if they have one. Mm-hmm. And I'm back in Webster City.
What's your role in the show, by the way?
I am Sharpay Evans. She's the, I'd say she's the antagonist in this scenario. She is the star of the drama club, and Gabriella comes in and is trying to steal her man and her part. And so I just get really upset and mad.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have to come to see this show to find out more about
that. Yes, there's a big surprise at the end of Act One.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll be excited about that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Appreciate thank you,
that.
Pat.
You bet. And this is...
Gabe Ruby, better known as The Troy Bolton.
The Troy Bolton. Now, let's find out about Troy Bolton of this production.
Troy is a superstar basketball player at his high school and has a lot of pressure on him to win the big game, not only for his team, but also for his father.
And that's the basis behind your role in the production.
Right. So Troy is this superstar basketball player who goes on a ski trip, or I should say a snowboarding trip, and meets this girl named Gabriella, and she kind of brings him out of his shell of singing, and throughout the entire musical, he's confused on what he truly wants to do.
Cool. And is this your first time doing a show there?
No, this is my second production with Webster City and probably my fourth overall. I've done a couple with my church.
And that church is?
Blairsburg, MacLife Church.
MacLife Church, yep. Missionary Alliance Church, MacLife Church, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing, but a wonderful church there over at Blairsburg. You're a junior.
Yes, sir.
And what's your future plans?
I'd like to major in psychology, criminology. I've been looking at Wartburg, Central, Iowa, a couple other smaller D3 schools. I'd like to continue singing in college along with the possibility of playing football.
Are you planning to go out for the Webster City Community Theater production coming up this summer?
I will not be able to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about both of you? I forgot to ask. Are you going to be in the show?
No.
Okay. No? Yes? No? So, that because auditions, as we're doing this, auditions continuing tonight on the 8th of April for the production of Beauty and the Beast. And it's kind of unusual because it's going to be a June production this year. Because in many years, they've done the shows in July at Webster City Community Theater, but instead they're doing it in June. So be it as it may, I suppose. Let's talk about ticket information for this bad boy coming up this...
Yes, I can touch on that.
Yes.
So for the first time in many years, we're doing like a reserved seating type ticketing for this year. We're doing it through a website called Show Ticks for You.
Show Ticks for You.
I know. SHOWTIX, the number 4 and the letter U, .com. And it's pretty simple. If you even just search it and type in Webster City High School, our production will show up. And it takes you to a map where you can look at our Premsa High Auditorium from a diagram to pick where you'd like to sit, whether it's up front, further back. And then there are options to pay online. It's, I will say, it's a new system for me too. So we're hoping there's not too many bugs as we try to work it. But I'm pretty sure we will be able to pay, like I said, either online, cash, or check at the door. But just the important part being that reserved seating. That all is to say we will have limited seats available at the door. I'd say probably starting an hour before the production times on each of these throw dates or show dates if anyone shows up and wants to get a ticket at that point as well. So,
and what time is the show again?
On April 19th, our show time starts at 7:30. Likewise, on April 20th, a Saturday at 7:30, and then we will have a matinee of 2:30 p.m. on that Sunday, April 21st.
And how much are the tickets?
For adults, we're asking $10 per ticket, and then for students, adults are $8 per ticket, and then students $5 per ticket. So this is where everything's through Musical Theater International to get our licensing. So that's why we ask for that amount for all patrons within Webster City, student and parents alike.
Now, is this offered through other high schools, too? Are they doing this ticket system?
Yeah, this is actually Fort Dodge. So they also have a big musical coming up this same weekend. They've been using this system for a while. And actually, I mentioned Music Theater International, where I get all the rights and purchasing for High School Musical. They also recommend using this ticketing system. And yeah, it should be smooth. We all hope anyway, but we'll have some ushers and people helping with that whole process. One thing I want to mention, too, is if people have questions, they can call our high school. Our secretaries, Jen and Sarah at the high school, said they're willing to help if people need assistance in purchasing those tickets. They can give the office a call and walk them through that.
And that high school phone number to call is 832-9210.
Correct.
If they want more information, or else stop by the high school principal's office, mm-hmm. and they'll buy tickets there and have a full house for Disney's High School Musical production. I hope I said that right.
You did. Well, wonderful.
Gee, thanks. Something I did right all day today, for sure. Well, gang, I wish all of you the very best coming up April 19th, 20th, 7:30 both evenings, and Sunday the 21st, beginning at 2:30 for Disney's High School Musical live at Webster City High School. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
And that's our Community Corner for today. I'm Pat Powers. Have a great day.